Hello again, everyone. Welcome to another episode of our podcast series called Sadaw Against Bao, as we continue our campaign on ending violence against women. Today is actually day 5 of our 16-day campaign to end violence against women. Again, I am Samantha Chikyamko, Sadaw Youth's president. Today, I am joined by one of my co-officers and two lovely Sadaw Youth members.
Hi, I'm Clarice, Sadaw Youth's EVP.
Hey everyone, I'm Janella, a Sadaw Youth member.
And I am Carla, also a Sadaw Youth member.
So, I guess before we begin, I would like to ask how everyone's doing.
I'm good, a bit exhausted from all the work I did today. You know, house chores. I'm also helping my mother run her business. But I'm glad that I get to rest at the end of the day and watch anime. Actually,
nice.
But may nagpapanood sa akin. So, sinubukan ko and I enjoyed it. So, yun lang naman.
It's nice to hear, Janella. Well, I'm also doing good. So far, I'm very thankful because our professors are very lenient when it comes to giving deadlines. I actually just watched Megan Is Missing last night with a friend, and I'm very excited to share with you guys the realizations that I had while watching the movie.
Well, for me, it's been a long day, so I'm a bit tired, but also super excited for another episode in this series. Speaking of, today is yet another special episode as we will continue to delve deeper on the topic of violence against women. So, to begin our discussion today, I just want to ask all of you some questions. How can we actually identify if a situation is already considered as violence against women? In what ways does it actually manifest itself?
Well, Ate Sam, according to the Universal, women can be victims of violence multiple times, whether it be in the domestic or in the public sphere, by perpetuating a determined gender role or objectifying them, or by using physical or sexual violence against them.
Also, the Philippine Commission on Women stated that violence against women includes the following, but is not limited to physical violence, sexual violence, psychological violence, and even economic abuse.
OMG, ang dami palang manifestations ng violence against women. Well, to be honest, I've heard and read a lot of women suffer. It's like every day we see images or videos of violence against women in the news, TV, and social media platform. Vow is a fact of life for all women of all ages, races, and classes.
Well, I agree with all of you, and identifying violence can be quite complex. Because sometimes people confuse violent acts with love. I have actually found statistics proving this. So according to the National Domestic Violence Hotline, there are about 43% of dating college women report experiencing violent and abusive dating behaviors, including physical, sexual, digital, verbal, or other controlling abuse. Tsaka alam nyo ba na violence in an emotional relationship tends to be cyclic. It begins with a phase of tension, followed by a violent act, then comes regret, tapos magiging reconciliation. So this dynamic generates a link of emotional dependency and possession that is hard to break with, both for the aggressor and the victim. Like, grabe. Ang hirap talaga.
Kaya,
agree.
Actually, Ate Sam, I agree with what you said. I've watched a lot of movies, K-dramas, and series. Well, hindi naman halatang mahilig akong manood. Pero some of them, it involves violence in relationships. I know it is okay to fight or have disagreements. Kasi, yeah, part yun ang relationship. But if it includes violence against the other, it is not right. Because it leaves trauma dun sa other person na nakakaranas ng violence.
Agree ako dyan, Janella. Because, diba, ngayon, nowadays, in Facebook, there are a lot of posts talaga from people na naka-experience talaga ng domestic violence or any form of violence. And there is this, like, very famous post na nagsasabi na women are not rehabilitation centers. Kasi it has been an issue for so long and paulit-ulit lang yung nangyayari.
Kasi ano, paminsan, yung ano, di ba parang ang dami natin nababasa na most, ano, parang most violence comes from intimate relationships.
Yeah.
So, where do you draw the line? Kung saan ba dito yung violence na? Or saan ba dito yung, ah, paminsan lang nasaktan? Parang ganun.
Pero minsan kasi may mga partners na akala nila kapag a partner, yung partner nila, they violently like show their love. Parang ganun. So, akala nila na that is love with, parang they equate violence with love. So, it's like a wrong mindset talaga na we should like break yung parang barrier between love and violence because violence can never be associated with love.
Agree.
I agree with that too. You don't use violence to discipline people.
Kaya I'm happy na ginagawa natin to. I mean, di ba? At least nasa-spread yung awareness sa kanila. Like, ano yung difference between love and violence? Kumbaga.
True.
Yeah.
You know?
I have read before that almost 1/3 of women reported that they have experienced violence when they were in a relationship. So cases like this are truly deceiving since if one of us is in that position, it might be difficult to notice.
To avoid and prevent such wrong mindset about love and relationships, it is fundamental to educate both men and women about the different types of violence against women and girls. So, which are all according to UN Women? So, what exactly are these?
So, the very first one is domestic violence. So, domestic violence, also called domestic abuse or intimate partner violence, is any pattern of behavior that is used to gain or maintain power and control over an intimate partner. It encompasses all physical, sexual, emotional, economic, and psychological actions or threats of actions that influence another person.
Yes, and this is actually one of the most common forms of violence experienced by women globally.
Also, for those who may not know, domestic violence can include economic violence, which involves making or attempting to make a person financially dependent by maintaining total control over financial resources. Kaya, to the listeners, kapag yung boyfriend or girlfriend nyo ay pinipilit kayo na maging financially dependent on them or kinokontrol na nila fully yung financial resources nyo, that is already considered violence against women. So,
yeah.
Kailangan natin yung mga financial matters.
We should draw a line din kapag kung kailan...
You should draw a line kung kailan kayong sinasabi na sinusustentohan ka or yung win-withhold na talaga yung pera mo sa'yo. Kasi, di ba parang napag-usapan namin yan dati sa class na dati kaya hindi nakakapag-divorce ang mga ibang women na na-abuse kasi wala silang pera para mabuhay for themselves. So, ayun yung nakakatakot.
True. I mean, we should stop them. Huwag na tayo magpanipula sa kanila.
True. Paghawak...
Kasi, enough is enough.
Pag hawak ka kasi nila yung pera, parang hawak ka na rin nila sa leeg. Like, women, women are capable to manage their own money. Kaya, huwag kayong papayag na kayo.
We can stand up for ourselves.
True.
Kaya dapat hindi sila, yung partner mo, they should never have full control of your financial resources.
Yes, kahit na married kayo.
Dapat lagi ka mag-iwan para sa'yo.
True.
That is so true.
Ayun.
At saka, meron pang isang type, which is psychological violence. Ito naman yung they would try to instill fear, either through intimidation, they would threaten you, or they would also destroy your property, or some even hurt their pets. Or your pets. Hello. It does not end there, though. Like, it can also be shown yung use of mind games or forcing you to isolate yourself from the people you love, like your family,
Grabe.
Your friends, bawal
no to sad boy manipulative boys.
True.
Kaya dapat ma-remember talaga nila na there's such thing as psychological violence, kahit na emotions lang yan, that's still violence kasi there's like hurt and negative emotions from it.
There's also such thing as gaslighting. So, according to Healthline, gaslighting is a form of emotional abuse that is seen in abusive relationships. It is the act of manipulating a person by forcing them to question their thoughts, memories, and the events occurring around them. A victim of gaslighting can be pushed so far that they question their own sanity.
And there is also another in relation with psychological violence, mainly emotional violence. So emotional violence includes undermining a person's sense of self-worth through constant criticism, belittling one's abilities, name-calling or other verbal abuse, or damaging a partner's relationship with the children.
Ito yung mga ano, yung tipong violence na sometimes it comes in the form of something that is very subtle. Oh, so hindi mo mapapansin na it's already violence. Yung ma-hurt ka pero ano, hayaan mo na lang kasi, you know, mahal mo.
Pero hindi dapat ganun.
Or hindi dapat ganun.
Kasi parang, di ba, for me, parang may line naman lagi yun eh. Parang there is a thin line naman between, actually hindi lang thin, thick line yun, between criticism and yung emotional violence. Kasi yung criticism, the parang yung purpose naman nun is to make you better, to for you to reflect on it. Mm. Pero emotional violence, yun yung parang hinihila ka na talaga pababa, and that makes you lose your confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yung ayaw ka nilang umangat, so parang sobra ka nilang
ibababa.
So iba na talaga yun.
Yep. Well, to further provide you with other forms of violence against women, alam nyo ba yung femicide? Well, it is actually the killing of women because they are women. Observe, right? Like, is that even a perfect reason for you to kill? Like, may ganun ba? Actually, there is no perfect or right reason for anybody to kill. But within that idea is honor killing, meaning a murder of a family member, usually a girl.
Oh, that is so heartbreaking and devastating. And you know, I also find it scary that some women actually experience this. I hope that through this campaign, we can put an end to things like this.
Oo, true. And dapat lang malaman nila na may mga ganito nangyayari kahit hindi natin nakikita sa news or personally.
Like, true.
Yes.
Like, outside of your community, this can happen. So, at least it's better for you to know that the signs of violence when you see it. And the signs of women who might be experiencing these violence when you see it. Para ma-report.
True. Para alam mo na kung ano yung violence sa hindi, kung ano yung dapat i-report sa hindi.
At saka maganda na we are shedding some light sa mga gantong bagay.
Yeah.
Kasi to be honest, yung mga ibang tao, hindi nila alam na nangyayari yung ganun sa ibang places.
Yeah.
True.
And another thing, listeners, I'm pretty sure that we are all aware of physical violence and of course, sexual violence such as sexual harassment, rape, and rape culture. But I'm also mentioning corrective rape within this category. So this is intended to force the victim to conform to the binary gender or heterosexuality.
Yung feeling mo na parang na-justify yung pag-rape mo sa isang tao dahil para makorrect mo yung mindset nila na dapat, kunwari, kapag babae ka, tapos, kunwari, part ka ng LGBTQ+ community, tapos i-rape ka para daw makorrect yung sinasabing naka-ascribe na, you know, biological.
That is so wrong. Kasi, first of all, may decision ka naman. You know yourself. And they don't have the right to tell you what you are.
Yeah. And hate crime na actually ito, yung corrective rape. And actually, a lot of people are not
discriminatory rin siya.
Hindi din aware marami na may ganito pala. So, mabuti na rin na we're shedding light talaga to this type of violence. Dahil nangyayari pa rin to these days.
And you know what's more awful is there's more violence. Like, ang rami na natin sinabi, di ba? Pero there's more. Like, yung human trafficking, female genital mutilation that still happens in other countries. There's also child marriage that we should be aware of. Like, these are all extreme cases of violence, but even though we do not see this, like, in our normal lives, siguro hindi pa tayo nakakita talaga ng mga ganito. We must remember that it's still happening in different parts of the world, outside our houses, outside our communities, in a different part of the world.
And let's not be blind.
It's better for us to know.
Let's not cover our ears para masabi lang na, eh, hindi ka man na-experience yan eh. Anong pahay ko? So, parang, let's just show empathy and show na we care that and we're aware that these are happening para like ma-address natin to and won't happen again to others.
Yes.
Yes. But actually, habang binabanggit mo, Ate Grace, yung more, yung balay na mataas.
Grabe. Kasi diba, ang scary.
Yeah, pero I can say na yung based sa mga sinabi mo, Ate Clarice, I can say that poverty is also a factor why women experience these types of violence. Well, especially with the young girls around the world. According to ActionAid, women and girls living in poverty are more vulnerable to sexual exploitation, including trafficking. At least 20.9 million adults and children are bought and sold worldwide into commercial sexual servitude, forced labor, and bonded labor, or debt slavery. It means, binibenta nila yung mga anak nilang babae dun sa mga, like, sa mga inuutangan nila para mabayad, kumbaga mapagbayad yung utang nila. So, in short,
bakit yung ibang parents, grabe, no, nila. There's such thing as, there's this thing happening pala.
Until now.
Yeah.
Ang yami naman yan.
20.9 million.
Ang shocking.
Grabe. Grabe wow. Ang statistics about this. And this is so sad. Tsaka, I also want to discuss another very important type of violence that we need to take note of. I am saying that it is significant because this is the world we are in right now, diba? The internet. So there's this type called online or digital violence against women. It refers to any act of violence that is committed, assisted, or aggravated by the use of information and communication technology against a woman because she is a woman.
Yes, Ate Sam. And I also heard that there are three types of this also. These are cyberbullying, non-consensual sexting, which is very rampant nowadays, and doxing.
True.
Yung cyberbullying, it involves sending intimidating or threatening messages. Kaya, listeners, kayo ha, please take note na violence na ang mga threats online.
Tama.
Tama. And like, ang scary na kasi ang daming nangyayaring ganito online. And sometimes, people just ignore it.
Kasi diba? Online na kaya, eh.
Parang, they turn a blind eye on it. Kaya hindi siya nagiging, like, issue na issue.
Well, listeners, I also want to share to you yung nabasa ko one time sa Twitter. Well, actually, hindi ko alam kung nabasa to ng iba. Pero I think nabasa naman. Since sobrang nag-viral siya. Maraming tao right now na nag-hack ng accounts and binibenta nila yung private information ng victims such as pictures or videos. So listeners, we should be careful kung ano yung pinopost natin or nilalagay natin sa social media kasi nag-iiwan tayo ng digital footprint natin.
So, yeah.
At saka, it's also a form of violence kasi isipin mo yun yung, I mean, you know, kumakalat siya sa buong Pilipinas. And pero,
that's true. Pero, the thing, I think, like, yung ano yung pwede mangyari is dapat magkaroon ng mas secure na, cyberspace or like yung sa internet para whatever we post, hindi nagagawin ganyan. Ay, ay.
Tsaka,
diba?
Yes.
Dapat
true. Tsaka, safe tayo.
While yung ano, non-consensual sexting involves the sending of explicit messages or photos without the recipient's consent.
Meron pang isa, yung hindi pa masyado narinig ng marami, yung doxing. Ang weird pahinggan, pero it is a term. So, doxing involves the public release of private or identifying information about the victim. So, ito yung pag binobroadcast yung private identity or information ng isang victim sa internet. Kaya, kahit nasa internet lang yung mga types na to, it's considered as violence. So, just don't ignore these when you see someone do it. Parang marami din, like, lumalabas na biglang may mga videos na about something na nangyayari sa isang tao. So, this is also considered violence kasi walang consent to ng victim and may nangyayari na masama sa kanya tapos ipopost mo pa. So, anong reason mo for this? For posting?
Yes. Kasi yung iba, like, pagtatawanan pa or anything, kung ano yung mga magiging reaction.
True. Iba, gagawin pa nga.
Like, mas nakakatuwa
ang uncalled for nun.
Nakaka-hurt din siya somehow. Lalo na dun sa victim na walang permission kung mag-i-post yung
private. Imbes na tulungan mo, pagkatawanan mo pa at ipapost mo ba for your own, like, interest.
These circumstances highlight the very significance of knowing our rights as women so that no one would take advantage of us. Like, for instance, having an in-depth understanding of the Republic Act 7877, or as what we call Anti-Sexual Harassment Act of 1995, which states that sexual harassment is unlawful in the employment, education, training environment, and the like.
Yun.
Yes po. And I know na we are the one discussing this topic, pero just thinking about these types of violence, it really frightens me. And I'm sure hindi lang ako, pati rin yung mga listeners natin.
Pero like, kaya gaya nga sabi ko kanina, it's so hard to fathom that outside my house, in another place, maybe in my community, hopefully not, or like basta sa other places, women are experiencing these violence. They're living these violence that we just mentioned earlier. So like after going through this list, parang I found myself very fortunate that hindi ko na-experience tong mga violence na to. Pero what about the others? What about those women and girls who might experience any of the violence we have discussed? Or for some, are experiencing the violence that we have discussed.
Yeah,
what
kaya
can we
nga
do?
Eh. Paano sila? It actually even diba? Made me think that what can I do to help them? And what can I do to stop these perpetrators from ever harming other women again? So sana talaga, like, kahit na podcast lang to, sana we are still helping somehow to spread awareness and educate para... Kasi through this, masispread na eh yung through word of mouth para hindi na talaga maisip na ng ibang tao na pwedeng gawin to sa mga babae.
Pero true, I have the same sentiment. Like, it made me think, what can I do right now to help them? Kasi it really isn't my trait to help others. And ayokong may nakikita na may nagsasuffer because of that type of violence na alam mo, hindi naman dapat nila nararanasan.
Yeah. Well, we raise awareness. We provide people with information para alam nila yung signs of violence and they would not fall for any of this and they would know a red flag when they see it.
Well, let me quote a famous line ng mga Filipino. Well, alam ko lahat tayo alam na to. Diba nga sabi nga nila, kung hindi tayo kikilos, kung hindi tayo kikibo, kung hindi ngayon, kailan pa? So, hayaan pa ba natin na madagdagan yung bilang ng mga babaeng nakakaranas ng violence? And I really agree with Carla that we should raise awareness and we should not ignore this type of things
true.
Or violence. Diba?
That's true. So, na-reach na ata natin ang end ng podcast and we've discussed so many new concepts and situations na hindi natin alam na violence against women na pala siya. So, para sa mga listeners natin, we leave you with a very relevant quote. Madeline Albright said that, "It took me quite a long time to develop a voice and now that I have it, I am not going to be silent." With that said, I hope that everyone saw the urgency of this campaign and become the voice for other women. It is important for us to remember that our voice matters. Our voice can save not only us, but other women.
Wow, what a long yet fruitful discussion we had today. I hope that all of you listening right now have learned a lot today and have also enjoyed listening to us. And I also hope that through this, you would also be able to educate others and spread the word about this podcast so there are many of you who can learn from us. So, talk to you again on Tuesday for another episode, which will likewise be very informative and interesting as we will be talking about the effects and consequences of violence against women. So, that is it for today's episode of Sedaw Against Vow Day 5. See you all on Tuesday.
Bye!
Bye!
Bye!